Hey, everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarian. I'm joined by the man that's forever trapped in a prism, Rich Stambolian.
This is my prism, my own prism. What's up, man? Why'd you leave the keys upon the table?
How was your week?
No, it was good. It was good. No System of a Down reference? All right, that's cool.
System of a Down. They're okay.
They're
great. I mean, but you know what, though? I feel there's a lot of pressure because they're like one of my kind. Same with you, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, I feel like I have to default. Like, I don't like to be told what to do. And I feel like I'm forced to like them. Even though they're great. I like a lot of the stuff they do.
Interesting. I never knew that about you.
Don't force it upon me, bro.
What other Armenians are you? Do you feel like you're forced to like?
All of them.
Andre Agassi?
Andre Agassi's half Armenian. He's a Syrian and Armenian, and his dad was friends with my grandfather in Iran.
That's all I could think of.
Yeah. I mean, there's not too many of us.
Yeah.
Right? How many of us are there? None.
It's me, you, and our dads.
And our dads. That's about it. Yeah, that makes up about that. You know what? Armin from Press.
Armin, out of the System of a Down, guys.
Yeah, and the System of a Down, guys. There's, that made up like 40% of the country.
Intern Deacon.
Intern Deacon. My other brother.
And your brother.
Yeah, and then my other brother.
Yeah.
There is a Zarian, Lawrence and Gregory Zarian. They're like fashion guys.
Oh, really?
They're very handsome fashion guys.
I thought you were going to say they're very handsy.
Maybe that too. Show's all about professional wrestling. You know what? I don't like this quad shot because I'm looking at MG and my eye is just focused on him and he's just squirming around.
Does he have his hair like he sent us this morning? Like that picture psychopath of him stalking the playground?
No, he's just digging. Just digging, Jesus. This guy. Also, happy Veterans Day to our Jonathan. Jonathan is a military vet, served in the Air Force. He's wearing a veteran's hat right now. You guys can't see it. He's producing. So everybody wish him a happy Veterans Day, and to everybody else that has served for this amazing country that we live in here in America. I don't care where the hell you're from. Some amazing, some not so amazing. Let's be honest. Not every country's equal. Some countries are better than other ones.
Is this the turn?
It's happening.
Is this the turn where they show that everybody likes, takes the
No, listen,
that
I'm going to tell you, Vicky Palladino, gave me a nice embrace when she saw me. And I think like she sent some of her spirit into me all of a sudden.
Oh, great. So now you're just a Long Island broad.
Yeah, we're going to start. Yeah. We're moving the show to Rumble soon.
No.
Guys, the show's all about professional wrestling. We like to have fun here. This is a morning zoo edition of the show. We like to have fun. There you go. Law and Order. No, that's not Law and Order. That's an error. That's a Windows error happening here. Last week, we were not here for the show. I was out on assignment at what I like to call, if you ever want to see what Sodom and Gomorrah was like and the fall of Rome, And the destruction of Pompeii, the end of days. That's where I was. I was in Edison, New Jersey at the Exotica conference.
With three X's.
And I have to tell you, what a wonderful weekend of people watching that was.
Yeah, I got to come with you next year. I wish I could have made it that Saturday because you guys were sending pictures. And I was like, what great people watching.
You know what? I got to tell you, though, I had a blast. It was great people. Jonathan came to help on Friday, set up for the Sapphire booth, which was fantastic. Jess was there, my wife.
I think if Jess wasn't there, you would have had a meltdown day one.
Yeah, day one's always a meltdown day for me. Rich has seen those meltdowns. It happens. I like to really feel like I'm in control of a situation, and once I feel like it's gone, I totally fall off the deep end. Jonathan was there, but you know what? He was a tremendous help. You met your boss, Lisa Ann?
I did meet my boss, yes.
How wonderful is she? How impressive?
Oh, she was terrific. She dapped me up like Obama seeing someone of his own race.
Where is this show going today?
I told you, this show's going to rumble. There you go. Yeah, thank you. He got his one sound clip in. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go back to our normal show. Rich, where do you want to go?
I don't know, man. where's our waiter? Where's our food?
I can't.
All right, let's start at the tippy top here. It looks like the CW is getting into wrestling, but not in the way that you may have thought it was. NXT announces a new TV deal with the CW starting October 2024.
Yeah.
And it is a 5-year deal. How crazy is that?
5-year deal. My God, it's going to go to 2029. That's the future. Per Ari Emanuel, the deal is a 70% increase in average annual value over the previous deal. Interesting. Recently, CW had an effort to transition more to sports programming. I think when you think of CW, what do you think of, Rich?
Arrow.
You think of Arrow?
Yep. I think of Arrow, and I think of Supernatural.
But, Supernatural. And also, Not Buffy. Because
Buffy,
that was a WB.
Right, that was WB. But like CW, immediately like Arrow is the first thing that pops into my head. And also as a wrestling fanboy, I'm like, oh, did Stephen Amell work this deal for the CW and WWE?
I see. We have very different viewing habits because the only TV I consume is that of teenage girls. So One Tree Hill, Veronica Mars, Gossip Girl. These are all the shows that I think of when I think of the CW network. Professional wrestling, not so much, but. Listen, we're getting wrestling on WPIX.
Yeah.
I know that we had that like ridiculous CW kids show that we had. Remember that for WWE? You couldn't punch the head, and there was one match that I think it was Danielson who was it? And Tyson?
Oh, I don't remember.
And all they did was like monkey flips and roll-ups. Very strange.
I think it's an interesting outlet for NXT, and it's good for the CW because like the CW has like a lot of those shows, like let's say The Flash, Arrow, all the DC shows have tanked big time with CW. So I think they need something to grab that younger audience, and this might be it, right?
Yeah, and it is a younger audience, and that's what they're pushing for NXT, to be a younger audience, which I get. I mean, they're doing great stuff. It's been a really good show. This deal is fascinating. Like, so for me, right? WPIX, Channel 11. When is the last time we had wrestling on WPIX regularly? I think WCW might have been it, right?
Was it WCW like really late at night on a Saturday? Or am I thinking of a different channel? I feel like that was on Channel 5.
Yeah. No. WWE was on Channel 5. I believe, you know who would know? The other guy in the chat that we can't mention.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he would definitely know.
Yeah, he would know.
There's probably the last time wrestling was on Channel 11 WPIX, it was probably some sort of Gordon Solie.
Well, you know thing. What? No, some people are saying wasn't SmackDown on CW. No, it was on UPN.
UPN 9, baby.
It was on UPN 9, and then it became My 9.
Yep.
WCW New York was on WPIX Worldwide. WCW Worldwide was on WPIX. Okay. So, listen, I think WWE also had some TV here, but interesting move.
They were, WWF ran from late 98 to early 99.
What did they run on there?
That I would have to look deeper.
Thank you.
But
Pro Wrestling USA, that was on also, WPIX. Yeah. Mid-South for a blip. Our historian in our secret wrestling group is giving us information here. But this is interesting. This is a very interesting move. Everybody's realizing the value in live sports, first run programming, the money that they're spending. What other product can you get 52 weeks of programming, live programming every single week that's sports centric? That is a asset in the world of linear television. It's totally changing. I mean, that's where we're realizing that the money is. They recently started airing ACC Network inside the NFL. CW is covering 98% of television homes in the U.S. Now, how valuable is that now? Mm-hmm. I don't know, because really, here's the thing. It's over-the-air programming. Nobody has rabbit ears. Nobody uses over-the-air anymore. All those channels are available digitally. So I'm curious how that's going to work for them. Like, it's great to say they're in 98% of the homes, but Okay, what does that mean? They're also offering an app for free. You could watch it on the app for free, which that's going to give even more of availability. Listen, NXT could do great for them. I mean, this has the potential of having a very large audience that they couldn't do on the USA Network.
Especially when you think of the marketing arm of WWE.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. When you add that in, because they will make sure that you know how to find that for sure.
Now CW is known for syndicated shows, right?
Yeah, yeah. They're more like a syndicated channel.
Do we potentially get the option for reruns of NXT if they're going to be on the CW?
So if they have a slot to fill, I mean, here's the deal about over-the-air television, right? Cable TV, too. A lot of money in infomercials. A lot of money. So, and that channel has a lot of infomercials. Like, you could air it on a Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think they have to start doing that. And I said this a while ago when we were talking about Collision initially. Do you remember how the conversation began? What I was initially told was this was going to be possibly a Saturday 6 o'clock, 1 hour show.
Right.
With the elimination of AW Dark and Dark Elevation, they wanted to put everything into one, and WB wanted all AEW wrestling to be on their property, not on YouTube. And it didn't make sense for them. So initially, what I was presented, but before the whole CM Punk's coming back thing, was they're going to do the show. It's going to replace Dark and Dark Elevation, and it's going to be a one-hour show to put a lot of the talent that we're not seeing. You know, like a Sonny Kiss, a Joey Janela. I'm just naming names, right, at the time.
Sonny Kiss,
Joey Janela type, Brian Pillman Jr. You know, those guys, or anybody else that they're building. Well, that turned. And that became, and people are like, that's a terrible time slot. I'm like, well, it depends on what you're looking to get. If you're looking to get a couple hundred thousand viewers, this is before we realized that Saturdays are a weird night. We'll talk about the rating for Collision from last week. It was very affected by WWE having Crown Jewel on the same day, even though it wasn't at the same time. And I'm thinking 6 o'clock, you know what? My kids would watch that every week.
Right.
You know, my kids go to bed at 8 o'clock. They're in bed. No TV. You know, I'm one of these parents that we don't do iPads. We don't do TV all day. They get video games occasionally. They get TV occasionally, but it's not like part of their daily thing every day.
Right.
I would watch it at 6 o'clock with them. Nobody is tapping that in anymore. Nobody is looking at, okay, we sell toys. We sell T-shirts. We're selling to kids.
Mm.
Do we have a product at an earlier hour that they could watch?
There you go.
So maybe they could do this. A syndicate, you know, if you want to build a product, put NXT on, you know, you put them on the CW, obviously, in a primetime spot to get the most views, but you could re-air it on a Saturday or a Sunday.
Absolutely. Saturday, Sunday morning, that would be fantastic. You know, like, oh, it's too late to watch with your kid on whenever it's going to be. And then all of a sudden, Sunday morning, you're getting a ShamWow commercial, and then boom, you're getting NXT.
There you go. So it was reported that that because of the cocaine spot at NWA Sawin, the TV deal with CW might be pulled. Now, I don't know. I don't know anything about that. I spoke to House of Wrestling reported it. Nick Houseman, I spoke to him early. Actually, I've been talking to him all week. And, you know, this was his story, and he did a great story with this. He also reported that a CW executive approached Tony Khan in June of 2022 about bringing Ring of Honor content to the network. Khan did not pursue the talks because he didn't want to seriously entertain discussions about Ring of Honor deal until AEW's TV rights is in play. That is a very interesting story.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ring of Honor situation with WBD, I you know, this is going back maybe a month ago, right? Because this is disclosure, I pull back from a lot of the wrestling this time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm very busy.
Yeah.
I make candles for Christmas. Like, and I'm my candle, like, you know, that I got to make everybody's Christmas gifts. I start now.
That's right. You have like your scented candle side hustle along with repurposing those crystals.
Yeah,
also,
but you know,
like, you're selling candles and crystals.
Yeah, but do you know what the scent is this year that I'm doing?
Armpit.
New car smell.
New car smell, very nice.
Yeah,
I like it. Aren't you? You're also selling like those old car seat beads, right? Like from like the mid to late 90s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm doing that. Everybody's Honda, a 97 Honda Civic could have one of those. It's wonderful. I don't know if NWA is done with CW. They could be on the digital platform. I don't know if there's an exclusive. We saw that, you know, MLW lawsuit came to WWE because of that exclusive that they had with Fox, and the Tubi deal fell apart. So it's possible that they may just put this on the CW app, you know, NWA, but we'll see what happens there.
I mean, that cocaine spot probably didn't really help anybody in the long run. You know, and like for those of you who missed it, there was the MWA show, Samhain, and at one point the announcers were talking about the Sinister Minister, and they cut over to him, and it looks like this dude was chopping up some nose candy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know what? On one end, you're like, oh, that's kind of funny, but on the other end, you know, it's a very Larry David moment where I imagine the announcers cutting to the Sinister Minister chopping up the cocaine, and then cutting to Billy Corgan in the back, and the Curb Your Enthusiasm music playing.
I don't know. You know, like I saw the spot when they did it, and I was like,
yeah,
is he doing a cocaine spot? Yeah. I didn't think like it was. I'm like, listen, it's TV, it's wrestling. Sometimes people try things, they want to be edgy, and it fails, and it doesn't work. Unfortunately for Billy, it's at a time when, you know, it's crucial not to make those errors. And I don't know if it's going to affect their deal. I mean, we know that they're not going to be in a primetime spot now with the WWE there.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. They were going to, if they do get up being on there, they're going to be like 11 o'clock or later.
Maybe. And then, you know what? Maybe that's what they could do, when they could embrace that. They could embrace that ECW late night thing.
Oh, yeah.
Dirty ECW late night on MSG.
Grainy. I would love
grainy,
that.
So grainy. I have all my tapes still. My tapes, yeah. I found them all upstairs. Hardcore TV, like summer of 99 or 98. I have all of them.
I would love to do a bit where we bust out a VHS tape and just watch it. Do you have a VCR?
I do. Oh, you know what I have here? This. Okay, I have something here. Hold on.
Uh-oh. Betamax player?
This
tape. Oh, a mini DV.
Okay,
yeah.
This is going to go to the highest bidder one day.
This is called the Enchanté tape.
It's called EHW Deadly Games, 126-2000. I was in a backyard fed. This is my match. Okay, this is my match on here. It is out of control. It starts in my backyard. It ends up in my bedroom. We go into the living room. It was a hardcore match for the EHW title. And
what was your finisher?
Why haven't we digitalized this yet?
Well, the day will come when this is valuable. I will embarrass myself for the rest of my life. And this will go to the highest bidder. I've hung on to this for years. I watched it about 15 years ago the last time, and it was as cringy and terrible as you could imagine. My finisher was a DDT, or it was like a razor's edge. I had two. I also had a figure four leg lock as an alternate. Yeah. This is the worst thing you will ever watch. There was a great spot that I hit my friend Chris with a kendo stick, and it legitimately busted him open. And it just, for about 5 minutes, it's me recording and laughing while he's bleeding over my sink.
Wow.
So this
MG,
will...
did you... Go ahead, sorry.
This will be valuable one day.
MG, did you do backyard wrestling? I imagine you do. Knowing you now, after a few years, I feel like you had a wild backyard wrestling career.
Sadly, I wish I did. I don't. I don't know.
He
awesome.
he just dug the holes in the yard. That's it. Keep on digging. Everything digging, pro wrestling says, Andrew, make me a mixtape. You know what I'm putting on that mixtape for a song? Mobb Deep. Has to be all Mobb Deep. Has to be all Queensbridge music. Okay? I'll make you a Queensbridge mix.
I like it, Nas.
Little Nas. Put some Capone and Noriega. Laugh Rack is Iraq.
Yeah.
All right. Where are we? The show is totally off the rails.
Vince McMahon to sell approximately 30% of his TKO stock. The stock sale will pay out roughly to $700 million. And I'm assuming he's going to use that money to fund him and Matt Riddle's new OnlyFans channel.
Is that what they're going to do?
I think so.
I believe TKO is committed to buying back $100 million. $1 million of stock. Wow. McMahon's membership on the board could have adverse financial and operational impact on the company. This was filed in the last SEC filings for the company. The question is he slowly getting pushed out? You know, he did say if anybody's going to kill his creation, it will be him.
Yep.
And he sold it to Endeavor. And now, you know, and this is the thing. These are bottom line guys. These are not wrestling guys. They don't give a shit.
Right.
They don't care about the wrestling business. They care about the money and the money it generates.
They're the money business.
I'm telling you, what we think of WWE today is going to be very different of what WWE is in 4 years. And we said this, you know, right before the pandemic. You know, WWE was changing. It was happening. And that show that we went to, Rich and I, right after the pandemic for SummerSlam, it was not a wrestling show. It was a spectacle.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what this is going to be. You're going to have more of the Logan Pauls. You're going to have more of the Bad Bunnies. I'm telling you, if they could get Taylor Swift to have a wrestling match, they will.
Oh, forget it. Forget it. Let me ask you, is that a bad thing?
Is it a bad thing? No. I mean, listen, it depends on what you're looking, if you're watching. You know, for my kids, no, it's not a bad thing.
Right.
For me, that wants to watch Danielson, you know, have a 45-minute grappling match, yeah, it's a bad thing. I'm never going to see that again over there, or it's not going to be a prime focus, which is fine. You could enjoy both.
We get that from a different avenue, you know. But I think WWE doing WWE as good as they can is totally a-okay because their top superstars and top stories are overall very entertaining generationally, right? Like your kids and you have gotten into that Roman story, right?
Yeah. Yo, my kids love it, and I'm watching more. My kids love LA Knight. LA Knight. They love Cody. They love all of it, you know? And for me, I'm watching it. And listen, I it's good stuff, right? It's not, but it's not the wrestling that I, you know, like, listen, I don't want to say prefer because I do enjoy it. But if there's like an A1, A2, you know, A2, A3. What did MG just turn on? What are you sitting on, dude? He's riding the Sibian.
Oh, boy.
Tell him, Fred. We got MG Geek in the studio. Robin. He's going to come in and ride the Sibian. My wife, Allison.
MG, is today the day you decided to ride that Sibian?
No.
Thank you. Thank you, Jonathan. All right. He got the clap in. He has one more in him. He has one more sound clip left in him. He's our very own Fred Norris. It's Veterans Day. You know what? Today's Veterans Day. He's allowed to play with the board.
Sure.
So, listen, it's going to be a very different company. It's going to be even bigger.
Yeah.
And lucky for us, we have other kinds of stuff. TNA's coming back. You can watch that. You have New Japan. You have AEW. You have Ring of Honor. You have NWA. You have whatever you want to watch. You can, which is great. All right.
Yeah, and it's excellent. Also, my follow-up question was, do your kids give a shit about the Blackpool Combat Club?
No, my kids don't give a shit at all.
Right. That's what we like.
You know what my kids love? Botchamania.
Really?
My kids...
I can see that.
I know I shouldn't air... Like, it's not... like, I guess it's not bad. It's not, like, the kid-friendliest thing, right? But they freaking love Botchamania. Mm-hmm. And... every day, they think that this man puts it out every day. So they're like, how come we can't watch Botchamania? I'm like, you've watched the last 4 years worth.
Wow.
And they went back so far with it, right? And I'm like, I regulate their YouTube stuff, right? But like, I'm like, okay, you know, sometimes I'm sitting there watching. They have watched everything going back to the pandemic. And they are freaked out by the pandemic era of wrestling. They're like, why are there screens with people? I'm like, because nobody was allowed to go.
That. Yeah, we're going to look back at that and wonder one day, you know? Oh, like, have you ever...
I'm going to do that show one day. It's going to happen. Oh, yeah, it's happening.
Oh, boy. So, have you... Real quick. Has anybody gone back and watched any match from WWE that has taken place in the pandemic?
Do you know what I watched?
That era.
One match.
Which one?
The Bray Wyatt being put on fire match.
Okay.
I watched that because I thought Randy was so freaking good. But you watch and you're like, this is bizarre.
Yeah.
you know, this, I think WWE did a fantastic job. They did the best that they could.
Oh, they did.
You know,
they
it
did
was
the best they could.
And those screens were fascinating. It was very different. I think it was different enough to keep people involved, you know, committed to watching it. They really thought outside the box, which they generally don't. But it's so weird. Very weird.
It's very bizarre. And also, my favorite part of that whole screen audience thing was, I think it was their one Monday Night Raw where Kenny Omega was in the audience.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, what else we got?
Let's go. WWE announces WrestleMania week schedule for April 2024. We're getting a huge like WrestleMania week again.
Yeah, huge weekend. Friday, April 5th, Friday Night SmackDown, 2024 Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Saturday, NXT Stand and Deliver. Night one, Saturday. Night two, Sunday. Monday Night Raw on the 8th. This is going to be... So this is the first Endeavor WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Let's see if there's any different.
I think it's going to be wilder in a more commercial way. You know, like what we saw last year. It was earlier this year, right? Where we had like night one or night two, one of the nights was pretty normal, and then the other night was nuts, where you had like KSI showing up as like a tube of toothpaste or an energy drink.
That was night one, I thought. I thought that was
night one, right?
Yeah, he was
and Rey Mysterio fought like a Dorito bag or something.
Yeah.
Like, am I going crazy? Like that happened.
All happened. Yeah, he was like a Taki bag, right? Wasn't he like a flaming Taki?
Yeah, something like that.
What did you guys think of Crown Jewel? Now, I was very limited. I didn't get to see a ton of Crown Jewel, but I did watch the Logan Paul match, and I got to tell you, that guy is so freaking impressive.
Forget it.
And that was pretty much it, and then the rest was just bits and clips. So I know you guys did a watch-along, a preview show. What did you think of it, Rich?
I enjoyed it. Our preview show was a lot of fun. Friend of the show, Tony Khan, called in. French Tony Khan called in, apparently, looking for you. And he does not like Mr. Gonzo one bit.
Yeah, he was not happy with me.
Listen, I like the show. I like the show. It was a lot of great matches. I thought that, like you said, that Logan Paul match with Rey Mysterio was great. And I think what made it even greater is that he saved Mysterio from a possible major injury. At one point during the match.
Spiking himself, yeah.
Yeah, like Ray went for a moonsault and it was a little short and Logan Paul just ran and caught him before he could like bust his ass on the mat.
Yeah.
And like, you got to hand it to, like, for a new wrestler to have that kind of ring awareness, hats off to him.
I think he's just a great athlete, you know? Like,
yeah.
Sometimes it just clicks and he's one of those guys that it just clicks. I think this is the right move, putting the U.S. title on him. This is going to bring a lot of media attention to it, you know. And now the question is, where does he go from here?
Well, let me ask you. When he eventually wins one of the major titles, right, the world title or, let's say, the undisputed title, do they go the Shawn Michaels route with him and do the whole boyhood dream thing?
For him, I don't. You know what the problem is? He's not likable.
I think he can be likable.
I don't know why. Like, I don't know much about the Paul brother. Like, I don't follow them. I don't watch this stuff. I'm only going based on wrestling, right? And I know that there's some issues with them. But he doesn't come off like the charm of Shawn Michaels.
Right.
Right? He comes off very differently. I think you should definitely, I mean, if it continues, if he's able to, you know, deliver like this, I think putting one of those titles on him would be huge. And I'm sure...
Yeah.
People within Endeavor and people within WME would 100% think
as
that having Logan Paul as your guy, you know, like, think about it this way, right? Conor McGregor wins the UFC whatever title, right? Let's say he comes back, he wins a title, and Logan Paul has a WWE title. Those are juggernaut money making moves.
Yeah.
Remember, these people, this is a publicly traded company. They're not booking for you. They're booking for their bottom line. That's what's going to happen with WWE now.
Oh, 100%.
And I'm positive of it. This is where
as it is. As it is, you're getting that U.S. title. He's going to be carrying that everywhere. You're going to see that everywhere.
Well, he's great crossover star.
Yep, I know he's already doing it.
Yeah, he's posting pictures in the shower with it. He's doing all that.
What was your favorite match? What was your favorite match from it?
Oh, I really enjoyed the Cody Damian Priest match.
Yeah, I like Damian.
I thought that was awesome. Really good ending. Cody always brings like the emotion to it. I like the main event a lot too, but you saw where it was going from the get-go.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Where does LA Knight go from here?
I think LA Knight should go for the US title. I think that should be the big story because that'll put him over. I mean, he'll get some more mainstream attention. He could beat Logan Paul at maybe, I don't know. Like, here's the thing, right? You got Rumble coming up. So maybe that's the moment in Rumble, right? They both somehow get eliminated, and now that's the match at WrestleMania, and that's a good WrestleMania match for LA Knight to win the title at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I think that's great. So, I mean, that's a direction they could go. I think LA Knight being in that U.S. title picture for a while is good until you figure out what's going on with Roman, if he's dropping, if he's keeping it.
Yeah, for sure.
Because now that top tier is pretty strong. You have Cody, you have LA Knight, you got Damian Priest, you got Roman, you got Drew.
Yeah. I think Solo Sikoa is making his way up there.
You got Solo Sikoa that looked like a freaking monster murdering John Cena.
Oh, yeah.
I think they have a really good mix of people right now. What did you think of Roman's match?
I enjoyed it, but it becomes very predictable from the get-go.
Yeah.
You know, 20-minute entrance. The dude looks awesome. His reactions are awesome. Great match. LA Knight got the crowd behind him in many, many spots during the match. And then you get the wacky finish, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you tired of those wacky Roman finishes at this point?
I think they don't have an option. I think they're out of options here.
Did they paint themselves in a corner at this point with Roman?
A little bit, because he's going to hold that title for a while. I know that... You know, everybody's like, he's going to beat Hogan's record. And remember when that was like happening about the record? I was like, I didn't say that. I think he's going to beat Bruno's record, the second Bruno record of 1,200 and something days.
Absolutely.
That was something that was said to me. But
yeah, he'll pass that before Mania.
And there you go. And guess what?
For sure.
And guess what? Bruno, Hogan, him. There you go.
Great.
Awesome. And that is their new pillar. Those are their three pillars there.
Mm-hmm.
You just recreated history.
Isn't that fascinating? From the get-go, when this guy was in FCW, the WWE higher-ups were like, this is our guy. That we're attaching everything to this guy in the future.
Yeah.
And the crowd hated it. Hated this guy for years, right?
And he's a great example of it's not the guy, it's how you present them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think everybody, when they saw him, they knew. Can you imagine if Chris Hero did have his spot?
Yeah, he would have just been like guy number three.
Yeah. I don't know how that, if the Shield would have worked. Chris Hero, Seth Rollins, and Mox.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it would have worked. It actually could have worked. I mean, those guys are all talented guys. It's possible. But the thing was Roman. That was the man.
It would have worked. It would have worked for 2 months. Right?
We would have never gotten believe that.
You were not believe that. And also, like, I think because it was structured so excellently where you had your two indie darlings with the company man.
Yeah.
Right? Can't have three indie darlings. You got two indie darlings and the company guy. And plus, as soon as Roman did, like, his ooh-ah the first time, immediately caught on. And that's one of the things he's still doing to this day. Right? Yeah. That weird noise.
Ooh-ah.
Which makes zero sense.
Ooh-ah. Ooh-ah. No, he's doing Pacino. Ooh-ah.
Doing Pacino from Son of a Woman?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, what else we got?
Survivor Series, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Survivor Series is happening. We're getting a men's war game match, which looks like it's the Judgment Day and JD McDonagh versus Seth Rollins, Sami Zayn, Jey Uso, and Cody Rhodes. Cool. That should be fun. Those matches are usually really good ever since they reintroduced the two cages. Or the big cage.
So the rumor is they're going to add a fifth to each side. I've heard Drew will be joining the Judgment Day side. They've been setting that up. And I'm hearing rumors of Randy Orton maybe on the other side. What do you think about that?
CM Punk.
Oh, God. Please, no. And I know that's going to be a big problem, right?
I wouldn't call it a problem, but... You know, that's what a lot of people want.
Well,
I think
he's not going to show up. It's a problem because it's going to be
We're in the age of when there's a wrestling event in the future, people wish to high heaven that CM Punk will show up at it.
It's interesting, right? I don't know. I mean, I don't know that Punk stuff is fascinating to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting because obviously there is an opportunity. Obviously, he is a hot free agent. He wants to wrestle still.
Yeah.
Obviously, AEW is not happening unless, man, you know, can you imagine if he is the devil?
You know? Would be wild. That would be wild, right?
If he is the devil, that would be fascinating. That would be a... very different play. Do I believe that? No, I don't think it is. I don't think he is. I think it's fun to think, it's speculate sometimes, but I don't believe so.
Well, who do you think? Give us your top three candidates for the devil. Like from your own personal thing, or just like CM Punk would be the stretch. Right?
CM Punk would be the one. Like you would want to, if you were to do it, you know, right, it would have to be him. But obviously, he's not available, and you can't do it. I'm thinking Jungle Boy, if it's not Adam Cole. I don't want it to be Adam Cole. That program did nothing for me.
I like the idea of Jungle Boy.
He did throw them through the glass, you know, so maybe this is this is Jungle Boy coming back in the main event picture. I mean, everybody's coming after him at this point.
Yeah.
He has five different feuds happening. We'll talk about this when we get to AEW. Are we at AEW? Want to talk about this?
We're close to it.
Okay, let's continue with SummerSlam. So we got the men's war game match, Judgment Day, Finn Balor, Damian Priest, Dominic, Mysterio, and obviously there's going to be more people, right? So we're saying Drew's going to be that person. And JD McDonough versus Seth Rollins, Sami Zayn, Jey Uso, Randy Orton. I think this would be, Cody Rhodes. I think this would be where Randy comes in.
Yeah.
And it makes sense with Cody.
Yeah, why not? Legacy, why not? Right?
Yeah, they have a history there, and maybe he could turn on him. Maybe that's the big thing. And then that's a big program, Cody and Randy. I know that they both admire each other's work, and they would love to do it again.
Wouldn't mind that.
You also have Rhea Ripley defending against Zoe Stark. IC title, Gunther versus and The Miz. Is it going to be The Miz? Is that final?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, because that was such a wonky... That was a wonky match, and Ricochet was like loopy that whole match.
Yeah, apparently he's in concussion protocol, from what I read. So The Miz actually looked like a wrestler. He didn't look like he actually pulled off moves. So,
hey, listen, The Miz is all right. No Miz slander on this show. Like we've changed our tune on The Miz over the last 5 years.
Why are you just attacking The Miz, MG?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying. MJ. Normally he's more of a sports entertainment focused, and he actually was pulling off good moves. Looked like a wrestler.
Go to hell, Matthew.
Let's talk about Dynamite. Go ahead, Rich. Oh yeah, he got it. He did. Hit a sound effect.
Keep on digging, baby.
Keep on digging.
There we go.
Thank you.
All right. Dynamite from this week. MJF defeated Danny Garcia with Matt Menard and Angelo Parker to retain the AEW world title. That was a fun match. I do like the fact that everybody's coming after MJF, right?
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about the devil stuff. Could the reveal just be that it's MJF?
Could the reveal? No, not anymore. I thought that was it first. I don't want it to be Britt Baker. A lot of people are like, oh, it could be Britt Baker.
That's where I'm leaning.
You know, because like, they did do, because, and I think a lot of that is coming from, first of all, it was very, whoever was in there was very slim.
Yeah.
I don't think the person that's playing it now is the person that it's going to be.
Right, exactly.
So, but they did do that Doja Cat promo video, right? That was just a promotional video. There was no story behind it. But Britt Baker does this, and she goes, "I'm the devil," you know?
Yeah.
That's what Doja Cat sings in the song, right? She goes, "I'm the devil."
Yeah.
So that's interesting speculation. But you know what?
And or it could be guess? Adam Cole. Yeah, give me yours.
Okay. The devil is the Rosebud Bunny.
Terrible. Okay. Oh, his
Can we mute him?
She shit.
Keep on digging.
Thank you. Keep on digging.
There you go. Good. I'm glad you. I'm glad you added yourself on that one with the sound effect.
Yeah. All right. So
you don't want it to be Britt Baker. You don't want it to be CM Punk. You want it to be?
No, I would. If I were to pick one, I would say it would have to be. I would want it to be CM Punk. But it's not going to be. Jungle Boy would be the other one. I don't know if people would be disappointed in that or not. But you have Jericho? To make it mean something.
Could Jericho be in the running for this? Could Wardlow be the devil?
I mean, now it's gonna be such a disparaging body size difference. If I'm gonna go with two very smart, I'm gonna go with Jungle Boy and Adam Cole.
What about a returning Kyle O'Reilly?
Oh yeah, well maybe O'Reilly could be.
That'd be cool.
You know, one of those guys, because that would fit to that story, right?
Okay. That could be it too.
Darby Allin into that.
Darby could do it. I think really cool. You know what, Jungle Boy makes a lot of sense though. Maybe that's his thing. He just throws people through glass now.
That'd be cool. or listen, you got two options here. Ali, right?
Oh yeah, because he's a free agent.
That could be the reveal.
Yeah.
Right? He's a free agent. Dolph Ziggler.
We have 10 days till those Dolph Ziggler non-competes are up.
Dolph Ziggler.
Would you lose your shit if it's Dolph Ziggler under that devil mask?
I think what would happen is the internet would be so disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
And they would just be like, oh great, another WWE rehash. You know?
All right, yeah. Yeah.
We'll see.
I'd get a kick out of it. I would get a kick out of it.
Dolph's a fantastic wrestler. Maybe in this form, we'll finally get to see what his full potential was. I don't know. Sting and Darby Allin against the Outrunners. I freaking love the Outrunners.
Love the Outrunners.
Turbo Floyd and Truth Magnum.
Great. Those guys are great.
Straight out of 1987.
Yep.
I was going to say 82, but okay.
great. Just freaking love that retro act. Sting and Darby. Sting essentially just did offense. He did not do any defense, and he put him in the Scorpion Deathlock and won.
That's it. That's all you need, right?
That's it. That's all you need. He could do this for a while. But who's his final opponent?
Fake Sting.
Who does he wrestle? No, like serious question. Who does he work with?
MJF, you got to put somebody over, right? He has to put somebody over with that career. Is it finally going to be Darby? Does Darby like turn on him because Sting's leaving and he's like, "You're leaving me, Dad"?
Yeah, do Sting and Darby. You could do Sting and MJF. You know, one last shot at the world title. Flair could screw him at the end, low blow him or something.
Yeah.
You have some Edge. Maybe you could do Edge.
I would love to see Sting and Edge.
I think whatever you do, you have to give a match that will make people want to know. You know, like they want to know what happens next. You can't just be like, oh, this is his final match. Maybe you could have a world title match. Maybe, you know, you could do something. I don't know. I'm very interested to see what they do with this.
Yeah, same here.
This match was great. What did you think of this? Swerve and Penta.
Oh, love it. Swerve is stacking them chips, man. Like, that guy is just getting better and better every time he's on TV. What do you think? Within the next 2 years, world title run?
I would hope so, man.
I'd say less than dude's that. Great.
Yeah.
I would
sometime
hope so.
Sometime this next year, I would hope.
Mm-mm. No, I would hope so because he is getting better. And he was already really good. These two had a match once before, I think, in Lucha Underground.
Yeah. I believe so.
Yeah, Swerve defeated Penta. This was a really good match. Tony Schiavone had a sit down with Tony Storm and Sheeta. They did it in black and white. Tony blamed Sheeta for what happened to her. I thought it was really good. I think Tony's fantastic. While discussing next week's match with Takeshita and Will Hobbs, the Golden Jets, Kenny Omega, and Chris Jericho were interrupted by the Young Bucks. Did you see that Jericho is in Japan and he's wrestling in DDT?
Oh, very cool. Good for him. Good for Mike. I think he just turned 53, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He just turned 53.
Something like that. He's doing
his Terry Funk moment, you know, doing whatever he wants to do.
I think it's cool as hell. I thought this was a very awkward promo exchange by the Bucks and Kenny and Jericho. Because the Bucks are turning heel again, right?
Dicks again. Yeah.
Yeah, they're dicks again. And you know, when they become dicks, they just turn heel, right? Like, who has flip-flopped between heel and face more as a tag team?
You know what, though? I always feel like the Bucks are always dicks. They just up it up a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's positive. I think them being heels works. Yeah. I don't know where Kenny goes from here. Him and Jericho in a match, I guess. I don't know. I find this whole thing, this is obviously leading to the Don Callis stuff.
Right.
But they're really taking their time with getting there, huh?
Yeah.
Well, they're doing that match next Wednesday. They're doing tag match. Kenny and Chris against Hobbs and Takeshita. That's happening next Wednesday on Dynamite.
Yeah, but I mean, the singles match they're not doing yet. Like the singles story between Takeshita and Kenny. They're not continuing that.
Definitely holding off on that.
They're holding off on that. Mm-hmm. They're setting it up for something bigger, I'm sure. They just set up a tag team match at Full Gear between the four of them. Samoa Joe, Keith Lee.
Loved it.
Ring of Honor TV title. These were two giant men wrestling a big man style. I love this match. There is something to be said about big man matches when you're not doing all these flips. These guys are great. I think Keith Lee looked the best that he had in a very, very long time. He's down some weight. He seemed very motivated in this match, and so was Joe. Afterwards, Joe wins with a Coquina clutch. Afterwards, Joe cuts a promo, and he's talking about the title, and he relinquishes the Ring of Honor title, saying that he's going to focus on the AEW title.
Awesome.
You know what? I think this is great, and I've said this for a while. I think having him in that main event picture works fantastically. Always worked in WWE. He's a great opponent for a world title match. I'd love to see him with the title.
Same here. I'm a giant Samoa Joe fan. And I thought the match was great. A great setup. A lot of people were poo-pooing him relinquishing the title, but I think that's such a cool move because it lets the audience know, like, hey, listen, I've done all I could with this ROH television title. It's time for somebody else, right? Without having him lose it and then just go straight for the world title. You know, it's kind of like, I think Asuka did the same thing, right? Like when she left NXT, she left undefeated. She just relinquished the title.
Yep. I'm fine with that.
Also, I identify with Samoa Joe and Keith Lee because they all, like myself, they have adult baby bodies. They look like big toddlers.
Is that what you look like to you?
I think so.
An adult baby body. Do you guys agree with that? I've never thought of that. Maybe a little.
Adult baby, like a toddler learning to walk.
I get it. Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of like a little big on top, you know, little chubby muscles.
Love
that's not an insult. That's a compliment in my book.
The guns. Yeah. What do you think of them?
I'm cool with the guns, man. Like they definitely fit that heel tag team mold so perfectly, right? Like you don't want to cheer for them. I think that's their big asset. Career heels, right? And they beat the Bollywood boys.
They beat the Bollywood. Good to see them on TV, the Bollywood boys. And they're getting big, by the way, the guns. They're putting on some muscle.
Yeah.
They're going to get ridiculous like they're dead. Promo, John Moxley, Wheeler Yuta set up the match against Orange Cassidy and Hook. Rich has 10 minutes, by the way, so we're going to speed through this.
Julia Hart
defeated Red Velvet. It was Julia's 22nd birthday. She won with a moonsault. Afterwards, it was very an odd moment, okay? She beat down Red Velvet. Blue Sky and Willow appear to make the save. And Blue Sky is like kind of poisoned from the mist, so you don't know what she's doing. And then Chris came out. Statlander came out. And they just stood there, and then they all went. This goes right into an RJ City backstage interview with Mariah May.
Awesome.
And they announced it just like that she's signed with AEW. She's a big Tony Storm fan, so I think she's going to play a big part. Maybe they could do that stalker angle.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mickey James style.
Mickey James style, yeah. Switchblade Jay White defeated Mark Briscoe after MJF attacked BCG from behind. While he was in the ring, a video appeared. It showed the Acclaimed and Billy Gunn getting attacked, four masked guys, and the devil. So who is the devil?
There's another reach that it could be the Bullet Club guys from Japan.
Oh, that could be somebody from Japan. Yeah, they could do something like that. But it has to be someone that's recognizable to most people.
I think so. Yeah, it's got to be a good reveal when that mask finally gets taken off.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Moxley. AW Rampage for tonight. You got FTR against Vikingo and Commander. AW Collision. You got Rush and Jarlistico versus the Work Horsemen, JD Drake and Anthony Henry. Sting, awesome. Darby, and Adam Copeland versus Lance Archer, Vincent, and Dutch with Jake Roberts. AW Dynamite next week. That's going to be fun, yeah. AW Dynamite next week. It was good to see Jake Roberts on TV, too, last week. Kenny Omega, Chris Jericho, Kota Ibushi, and Paul White.
I forgot about
versus that. Versus the Don Callis family in a street fight. I you know what? I'm not going to... Listen, man. Paul White's a legend. This man has destroyed his body. It's not easy being the size that he is. Mm-hmm. If he's doing this just for fun, one time, two time, all right, I'm cool with that. Let him do it. Let him get it out there. Do I want to see this regularly? Right? I don't want to see this regularly.
You know what's going to happen, right?
What?
Paul White turns on... Let me try to get this out. Paul White turns on everybody.
Oh, no. Another turn.
Kenny delivers the one-winged angel to Paul White.
He V-triggers him first. Can you imagine how high he has to jump to get him? Just like, it's like V-trigger. The highest leaping V-trigger. He has to do it off the top rope.
V-trigger from the top rope into the biggest one-winged angel of all time.
Oh my God. And he falls like a tree. Slowly.
And they destroy, and it explodes the mat completely.
Oh yeah, you know what? They got to do that. You know what? Yeah. Tony has to do it. He has to make the ring fall apart for Paul White. That's his thing, right?
Oh,
that's his spot. I'm manifesting it. It's going to happen. Paul White's going to do something, and the ring is just going to collapse.
Explodes.
Yeah. And they're going to start chanting SmackDown over and over again. You also have Orange Cassidy and Hook taking on Jon Moxley and Wheeler Yuta. All right. Let's go into some questions since we're out of time.
Questions. We got 10 minutes. Let's rock these questions. MG, you want to hit them up?
Yeah, let's start.
So confident.
Okay, here's one. Here's another one for the let me turn it on. Hold on. I mean, turn
what
this
kind
on.
Of shampoo do you use?
Dirt.
What are you using? Dog shampoo?
There you go.
I thought you said dog shit. Sorry. What are you rubbing dog shit in your hair?
I'll throw you off the air.
let me ask you something, buddy. You rubbing dog shit in your
hair? Would Will Ospreay work as the devil? Yeah, but I would rather not see that because I think he's already... I think whatever you do has to propel somebody in a main position. I think Will's already there.
Makes zero sense. We got a $5 super chat here from Lou Lyon.
Oh, I broke it. Sorry. Do it again.
You broke it. With Vince's $800 million redeemed from his stock sale, what would he be buying?
Another football league.
Oh, Jesus.
XFL 2.
I mean, you know, I'm sure that he has it in his NDA that he can't ever compete, ever. You know?
Yeah.
At 80. I don't even think he wants to, but I mean, to have that cash on hand is very valuable. So whatever he wants to do, I don't know what he wants to do. Why does he want to do anything at 80 years old, right?
I don't think he knows how to do anything else. Like, why is he out with The Undertaker hanging out and watching fights? You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
who does he hang out with? But think about it this way. Who would Vince hang out with?
That is true. Like, Undertaker?
Undertaker, yeah.
He's not hanging out with Joey Janela.
Can you imagine that? No, you know what? I want Joey Janela and Vince to hang out. They go to some like Philly bar or some Jersey. They go to the Jersey Shore. They go to Bar A together.
You know, it's going to come out years later that some wrestler that we never thought would be buddies with Vince is going to be like, oh, yeah, like we were best friends.
We were best friends.
Like, we were best friends for like 15 years. Yeah, like Kevin Nash is going to be like, oh no, like me and Vince were like, we're best buds.
Fascinating.
Somebody. This is from Lewis. What was your entrance theme for your match, Andrew?
Oh, so you know what? It was when Jericho debuted. So that's 99, not 2000. And it was why it was the Jericho theme because he had just debuted in the summer. What month did I say this was? July?
I don't know. Summer of Andrew.
1/26/2000. So yeah, it could have been Jericho's theme at that point.
Oh, right on. What do we got here?
That's crazy that I remember that so quickly.
It's from Pro Wrestling Joe. Do you think WBD and Tony agreeing on the terms for the AEW library is the last hurdle on the new deal? I believe it was Dave who said WBD weren't meeting the price in Tony's mind.
I know that that's something that they really want to get done. You know, the archive footage. That's part of the deal. I mean, but let's look at it this way, right? There's a pay-per-view next month, right? The theory is they didn't want to bastardize their pay-per-view on BR by putting Ring of Honor the week before AEW. But those Ring of Honor buys are very small. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, right? Like, not right. Tiny. They do very well for what it is, but... you know, the theory of that, oh, they don't want to take away from the Ring of Honor from the AEW pay-per-view. Okay, that's one theory. But the other theory is, what are you doing with BR? BR is dead. They've right. migrated stuff over already. So, listen, is it possible that they're going to announce that they're going to air on Max for this pay-per-view? Sure, it's possible. I was told specifically, I mean, no question about it, that the deal will be done early 2024. That okay. is what I was said. Now, whether or not, I don't know what, I'm talking about the pay-per-view on Max, right? The TV deal could be coming too. It's numerous things here. But I expect them to be on Max by 2024, early 2024. Could World's End be the first one? Maybe. But why would you run a platform that's dead? For the only right. thing that's creating any kind of pay-per-view revenue. There's nothing else on BR that's generating 120,000 buys. How do you even yeah. navigate there? If I want to watch it, how do I even watch anything if I go to BR's website? I got to watch it on the app. And that's a half-assed yeah. thing. So is it possible that they're going to migrate very soon? Sure. Is it possible that they, you know, Ring of Honor is now doing an Honor Club because they don't have a home? Because they're not on Max, and the BR thing was just to put them on? Sure. I think that's also a possibility. But I expect this to be, I mean, the next 90 days, I think, we'll for sure have an answer.
Oh, yeah.
Because forget about the archive, right? Forget about all of that.
Yeah.
WBD said that BR is done. It's getting absorbed into Max.
Exactly.
I don't know if the hurdle is the pay-per-view thing. I don't know if that's the hurdle, that they don't have that put in place. How do you even do that? I mean, they haven't discussed pay-per-view on that platform. You know, the other thing is this company is going to run 8 to 12 pay-per-views next year. Is it a big ask to have your audience commit to $600 a year when those other guys are charging you only $100?
Yeah.
Or less, whatever. You know, whatever they're charging. $5.99, $10.99.
Good answer.
Yeah, Lewis said, there is no in-app PLE purchase. Yeah, and that maybe that's also the hang-up here. That's right. That could also be the problem. You know, mm-hmm. the technical stuff is very unpredictable.
Yeah.
The agreements are the easy part once you come to an agreement. But, okay, so if you don't have a place to air this, what the hell are you doing?
Exactly.
Also, AEW really has conditioned their audience to purchase on BR. The pay-per-view numbers are, you know, I don't have cable. I have YouTube TV. I have Hulu TV. So I can't just go to channel whatever and order the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
You need to have this, you need a place somewhere. Okay. You want to do another one?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, but you got to leave. People are saying, do I want to continue answering questions after you leave?
2 more minutes.
Okay, 2 more minutes. Let's do it.
Noob and Co. is Asuka going to join Io Sky and Kairi Sane as their leader of this faction?
I love that. They're all super talented. I think it makes sense. No?
Yeah, why not? I want to see if she's got a long-term deal or not.
Sounds like she does. Sounds like she's going to be around for a while.
Great addition again. You know, like, she was awesome in when she was with the company the first time. You know, I think it's going to be even, like, it's going to be more fun this time around, I think.
There's a nice story they're telling there with Bailey and her that they'll probably start tonight. So
yeah,
there's that.
Is WWE planning to retire both Raw and SmackDown titles and revealing new designs anytime soon?
Is Raw?
They just did.
They just did. I mean, the tag titles, yeah. I think we're going to get new tag titles soon, but nothing else. Everything else is brand new. The IC title is pretty new, which I freaking hate that title.
You know what? I like that title.
You do? I don't like it.
I do.
I think this is leaning towards more the Raw and SmackDown WWE Championship, and those probably ain't going nowhere on account. There's a 20-foot replica of the WWE title being erected in front of the new.
Yeah, they're not changing that title.
In Connecticut.
They just redid them.
Yeah,
they just redid those titles. Yeah. They're not going to do that. But I think what we'll probably get is new tag titles. Sorry, man. Raw, SmackDown tag titles. Yeah, I assumed he meant the tag titles. Yeah, those new ones are coming.
That's from Cadillac Carson, friend of the show. What's up, Cadillac? Imagine if Jerry Stiller played a character in Star Wars. Which character would he be?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine him as Yoda?
What are you doing here?
Now, you got your A's, you got your B's, you got your C's, and your D's.
You have to carry me through this swamp on your back.
On your back!
That'd be him.
Serenity now! By the way, it's almost Festivus, guys. That is a Bayside Queens holiday. It was invented in Bayside, Queens. The Costanzas were chased out of Bayside.
Let's do one more, and then we'll head out.
Yeah, perfect.
Yep.
Which AEW OG has the potential to be the face when MJF leaves AEW?
Ooh.
Listen, they're priming Ricky Starks pretty well for the future.
I don't know. That's a great question.
He's not really OG. He's in there, though.
No, Ricky's an OG. Yeah. Like the Ricky's homegrown guys. Like, you know, like the guys that weren't.
Darby? What about Darby?
Darby?
Oh, Darby's, yeah.
It's too
Darby,
small,
Jungle Boy.
I think Jungle Boy, if he gets like super jacked and crazy.
Sammy?
Sammy. He's another one.
There you go.
I don't know. I don't know.
Does Takeshita. Hangman count? Is Hangman in the...
Hangman. Yeah, Hangman, Takeshita. They're getting there. You know, they're building those guys.
Hobbs, they're doing a good job of building guys, especially over the last 3 months, right?
Yeah,
like, they refocused on building their originals and their semi-originals, you know? So I think the future is going to be in really good hands, you know, if they keep doing what they're doing.
Yeah. All right. Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
All right. All right, guys, that's it for this week. Very much appreciate you. Had a lot of fun. I'm going to get some work done. I'm going to get some lunch. And Rich is out of here. Goodbye, everybody. Bye-bye for now.
I'm out of here.